We're exploring the place that the humanities have in medicine. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Thanks for being here. UW-Eau Claire received a grant from the NEH, the National Endowment for the Humanities, to develop an integrative health humanities certificate program. And the program is bringing together six departments at the university to deliver this 12-credit program. What do you think the humanities offer the medical field? English and history, philosophy, what do these disciplines teach us about healthcare and how we approach in public health the COVID-19 pandemic? Are the humanities important in your work in the healthcare field? Tell us why, 800-642-1234. Louisa Rice is department chair and history professor at UW-Eau Claire. She's co-project director of the certificate program. Louisa, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Tell us about what you're designing here.
Okay, so we applied for the grant last fall, in fact, before anyone had heard of COVID. So last September, and we learned that we received it in April. So we're just starting to design the program. And the idea is to bring together, as you said, multiple disciplines across the university, centering the humanities, but also working with the sciences in particular, to try to think through how the humanities can help inform healthcare practices, both for our pre-healthcare students and for humanities students who are just interested in thinking through how the humanities that they're already learning about can influence the way they think about their own healthcare and the health of their loved ones.
Well, it's interesting about this bridge because when you hear the term medical arts, for instance, you realize that medicine and humanities have a lot in common. Can you tell us about how these two go together?
So for us, one of the most important things is the sort of way the humanities thinks through problems, so that it teaches students about empathy, about critical thinking, about seeing patients as whole people, not just as a medical issue. So, for example, we're going to include a course on the ethics of healthcare taught by somebody in our philosophy department. And that course teaches about how we approach issues of life and death, things like the end-of-life care and how you make decisions about end-of-life care, because that's more than a medical decision, right? That's really about your own understanding of morality and your own sense of ethics. So a class like this can really help students think through their own ideas about those issues and how they might impact their future medical practice, but also their own decisions as patients.
So what I'm hearing is that this is not, you know, medicine is not just about studying the illnesses and the diseases, but it's also understanding the impact they have on the person who's diagnosed and their families, their communities, and even all of society. It's these bigger stories.
Right. That's great. That's a really good way of putting it. I think, you know, we're seeing that with COVID. Coincidentally, this is happening at the same time as we're designing this new program, right? Basically, the way that particular disease is impacting people is about medical science, but it's also about the histories of communities in the United States, right? Like how African Americans or the Latinx or the Hmong community here in Eau Claire, how they've had access to healthcare over a century, how they continue to have unequal access, and how their sort of experience in the community is a historical one that needs to be understood that way, as well as understood through medical reasoning.
And once you understand that, you might have more insights on the medicine part, the science part.
That's right. Yeah. You know, there's also, we're hoping to bring in this idea of narrative medicine, which is a whole field in itself, which really comes out of English and helps to think about how people present themselves in a medical situation, how they write through their experience of healthcare and disease. And that really requires the critical thinking skills of a discipline like English to actually be able to analyze texts and think again about the whole person with more empathy.
We're talking with Louisa Rice. She's department chair and professor of history at UW-Eau Claire. We're learning about a new certificate program that is in the works that combines health and the humanities and disciplines across the university. You can join in. What do you think about health humanities? Do you work in this area? What do healthcare professionals need to learn about the humanities as they enter the field? You can join in at 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Louisa, as you work to develop this program, and here we are in a pandemic, how do you see that your work in collaborating across the university in philosophy, in English, in humanity, or in, you know, history and social work, how do you come together to figure out what this program looks like?
Well, there's like a practical answer to that, too. There's a lot of Zoom meetings right now. we're sharing. It's been really interesting as a collaborative project because we all approach this very differently from our own disciplines. And I've been involved at the university before in these sort of collaborative, multidisciplinary programs. And I think that's the way a lot of us as scholars get our best ideas, is just hearing about similar problems from different perspectives. So we're reading the same things right now. We have a bunch of articles that we're reading together, and then they come from these different disciplines, and we're all talking about the way they speak to our own research. So we're using that to design what will be a core course. So there'll be an introduction to the health humanities, which will be team taught, we hope. So not only will it be interdisciplinary, but we'll also have experts in the classroom who are from these different disciplines, because very often interdisciplinary courses are sort of tokenly interdisciplinary. But this way, we hope we really will have different levels and experiences and expertise in the same room. So that's our first goal. And then the second is thinking about how we're actually going to collaborate with community partners, because part of the grant is that there's a component of experiential learning. So students actually need to get out in the community and work in these sort of health humanities settings. So part of what we're planning to do, and part of the team that's meeting, is building these community partnerships. So we can imagine internships and maybe undergraduate research projects that involve working with community partners who themselves can see some benefit from the health humanities.
What would be an example of a health humanities setting, work setting?
Well, we have a couple right now. The university, since 2017, has entered into a research collaboration with the Mayo Clinic Health System. And so far, that has predominantly been matching academics in the sciences with clinicians, but we've also started to see some interest in Mayo working with humanities scholars too. So for example, that might be oral histories, right? Going in and talking with clinicians about their experience in the community. We have many people who work at Mayo who are not originally from Eau Claire or even maybe from the United States. So understanding how they came to the health field and how someone like a historian, a student who's trained in oral history through our public history program, could actually tease out those connections between life experiences of a doctor or a nurse.
And we have to pause there. Yeah, we have to pause there with UW-Eau Claire history professor Louisa Rice as we learn about a new humanities program. Back in a moment on the Ideas Network. You're with us for the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The humanities and healthcare disciplines may not typically be thought of as going hand in hand, But an emerging field merges both health and humanities to solve problems in healthcare. UW-Eau Claire is launching an integrative health humanities certificate program. We're learning about it. How does history and culture bring humanism into medicine? Can health humanities tackle structural inequalities that are before us? What can grants and foundations do to encourage the use and study of the humanities in our healthcare system? Why does it matter? Join in 800-642-1234. We have UW-Eau Claire History Professor Louisa Rice, who stays with us. Louisa, you're talking there about the Mayo Clinic, and it has this Center for Humanities in Medicine. I was reading about how it's integrating the arts and other expressions of human culture into healing. How does that work?
So, in I think a lot of different ways. We're thinking about that as a humanities as a form of therapy in a couple of different ways. One is through clinicians themselves who might be looking for some relief from burnout, right? So in sort of creative writing programs that may help them express themselves in different ways and sort of work through some workplace issues. The other is trying to think about that with patients. So one of our other community partners, we're hoping to be the Chippewa Valley Museum here in Eau Claire. They run a memory cafe for people who are suffering from dementia. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. We've talked about memory cafes here on our program before. Yeah. Carry on.
That's great. So one idea we had is that, for example, historical objects could be brought into the memory cafe as a way of sort of triggering memories and ways of talking for people who have dementia. So that would, again, involve history students in that setting. It would involve English students in a sort of creative writing way, too. So I think there's different ways of thinking about the intersection of humanities and healthcare that's both for patients and also for practicing clinicians as well.
Let's bring in a call. Rita is joining us from Green Bay this morning. Hi, Rita.
Good morning. How are y'all this morning?
Doing well.
Fine day in Wisconsin. Yes, I did have a question. If there was the aspect of theology, spirituality, or religion brought into the equation, because when you deal with humanities, I've dealt with end of life in cancer situations or suicide and depression, and it's something that always comes into people wondering, where am I going, or what's going to happen after life, or even just having a sense of peace in your spirit during a hard time. My husband suffered from cancer, and so we had to reach out in other areas other than medical field on getting peace in our heart and mind. So I was just wondering if they were bringing in anything like that. And I will go to my radio for the answer.
Rita, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Our philosophy department is actually our philosophy and religion department at Eau Claire. So the two very much go hand in hand for us. Yes, and I think the healthcare ethics course and possibly other courses, right? We're still thinking about designing new courses to bring in exactly the kinds of issues that Rita was there talking about. Right? How do you approach palliative care? How do you talk to people through their worst moments? I think that really does bring in religious issues, spirituality, and of course, thinking about this through also different ethnic groups and different racial approaches means that we have to think about how other cultures also think through spirituality and religious issues.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Louisa Rice. She's department chair and history professor at UW-Eau Claire. We're learning about a new certificate program that combines health and the humanities that's coming together at the university. You can join in with your insights, your questions, 800-642-1234. Louisa, how do you see this certificate program being a complement or companion to your majors that you already offer at the university?
Yeah, well, we're about to have a new major in public health that's just being launched this fall. So we're working very closely with the academics at the university who work in that program. So we think that this might be a certificate that public health majors could pick up along the way, right? It's 12 credits. So at least to start with, it's a reasonably straightforward program. We also have a large nursing program and a lot of nursing students. This fall, I'll be teaching world history, and I have, you know, a dozen or so nursing students in that class. I think this would be another way of nursing students thinking through their general education requirements and a way of sort of showing that students have experience in the humanities as they move into nursing programs and elsewhere. We also have a lot of pre-med students and pre-health professional students. And increasingly we're seeing that medical schools are looking for these kinds of experiences. A lot of medical schools require really intense writing experiences. So this is one way of documenting that experience too. And then, you know, a lot of our humanities programs, my own major in history, I work with a student who's going to go in to do a master's now in public health after a history major. And he just wrote a great thesis about the cholera outbreak in England in the 19th century. And he's really interested in this program. You know, it's coming a little late for him, but it's those kinds of students, I think, who can see or begin to see the way their interests sort of intersect that will be interested in taking the certificate too.
I was thinking this morning about the late poet William Carlos Williams, who was a full-time practicing physician in his lifetime, but also just this prolific poet. And I was just chuckling to myself, thinking how he would have appreciated health humanities programs.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's really growing across the country. I mean, there are about 100 health humanities programs, ranging from certificates to full-blown majors across the country now. So I think it speaks to this, the notion this is really timely and helps people think through medicine beyond just the science.
Do you consider this certificate program perhaps a stepping stone to a full degree program?
It's early days.
Okay.
That takes, you know, resources beyond an NEH grant, probably, but that would be great. I know that a lot of these departments are really committed to this idea. Eau Claire, the university, our slogan is the power of and, right? So we usually emphasize the fact that you can come to Eau Claire and major in the sciences and major in the humanities, or be a musician and somebody who's a practicing clinician at the same time. So I think it speaks to who the university is, the kinds of experiences we want students to have really with this experience, these high impact practices outside of the classroom. So I can imagine, yeah, that this is hopefully just the beginning of something a lot bigger.
What is the timeline here? When will students be able to enroll in the program?
So next fall, we're hoping we'll have the initial core course in the books, approved as it needs to be approved and ready for students to take. So they should be able to start enrolling then. We need to revise a few classes, think about other classes that need to be included in the certificate, and then identify these community partners. So this year is going to be a lot about building community within ourselves and making these connections in the wider Chippewa Valley community.
Can you give us some examples where we would see medical humanities in jobs, like finding jobs in the medical humanities?
I think that it's not as much a case of it being a separate kind of job, but mm-hmm. rather a preparation for a future career, usually as a clinician. But we're also seeing students with medical humanities or health humanities backgrounds go into government and other kinds of public service because I think it's a way of showing an awareness of the connections between acting in public, of trying to advance our communities, but also of having a background in the science of healthcare too.
So you're getting kind of this bigger, broader picture of what, you know, what you're studying.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, Louisa, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
Louisa Rice is department chair and a professor of history at the UW-Eau Claire, creating a certificate program in integrative humanities. Coming up, a research analyst explains what happened to the Wauwatosa small engines manufacturer Briggs & Stratton after the company filed for bankruptcy last week. We'll explore that bankruptcy, what it means for manufacturing in Wisconsin. That is after this news update. Stay with us here on the Ideas Network.